with Radio Active. Wait for Radio Active. Wait for Radio Active.
Hi, why don't you have more light in here? I can hardly see a thing in this spooky greenish glow.
Keeps breaking down. Well, something's wrong, and I want to know what.
Yeah, Chase, happy horse shit. We got some hip hop going on.
Tricky T, loves to get down, cause I could adjust to any kind of beat. When I feel so relaxed, like a rock so sweet, that nature take its course, cause I'm the boss. Because Little J is a one-man force. I'm gonna make my voice travel right into the crowd and let your party people know that I'm proud to be not an old man, but in good health. And this is the way I introduce myself. Well, hello, how you doing? And how you been? You see, 5 + 5 = I'm a 10. It's not a tell-all flavor that I'm serving on the table. Easy rock, shock the mic when I'm willing to aid. Past tense for the best, made the ups effect. That jiggle was the best from the rest, and I must confess to all the rest. Definite, it's the thing that I do possess, and I can rock the north, south, or east, or west. Let the funky beat take care of the rest. You see, I recognize the others as an undercover lover, but when I'm on the mic, they can never be another. But from the situation, can't be duplicated, cause others out there, they try to imitate it, but I give it to the wrong that they all upgraded. But every last slide, see, I created, cause of CC, and I finally made it. And all my rhymes as Tim, they're rated. We can never hold back when we say in a rap, because all the people we do attract. Now if you wanna party and you wanna clap, all you have to do is just react.
Now you heard from the floor, get on the floor, so the next time you come, be prepared for more.
Philly Shell, don't orbit a dance. You hit a bell, then report to the band and do whatever that the chorus commands. And for the grand,
we went to Atlantis, all alone. They were fortresses made of stone. Witches' palaces made out of flesh and bone.
My mansion of cards, if ever challenged, let us camp in the car. Or hang a hammock from a branch in the park, a planet made of uninhabited parts. Being anonymous don't grant you some dark, even astronomers keep a camera on Mars. Satellite to track where you are and see your blackest night attacking with sparks. Fireworks are not a match for a star, and fire hurts, burns, blackens, and scars. Can still emerge, learn, attractive, and charred from out the ashes of galactic barrage. Yeah, it gets savage by they traffic mirage. It ain't no magic day in back of his secret hatches and frauds. You gotta take it back to the start. You gotta tap and learn to rap from the heart. Yeah, yeah.
All alone. They were fortresses made of stone. Witches' palaces made out of flesh and bone. Waiting for our time to shine to come on.
Bless my palace of bones. My soul call my skeleton home. It's on the phone.
Chase, happy horseshit. That was really cute. That was The Umbrellas with She Buys Me Flowers. Hang on for Leon Russell.
Around him, she has a little bit of hate. strange land. He was a stranger in a strange land. Stranger in a strange land. Stranger in a strange land. Say about the way that people are treating each other, not like brothers. Lead us, take us far away from ecology with mythology and astrology. I've got some words to say about the way we live today. Why can't we learn to love each other? Try to turn a new face to the whole worldwide human race. Stop a money chase and lay back, relax, and get back on the human track. Stop racing towards oblivion. Such a sad, sad state we're in. And that's the thing. Do you recognize the bells of truth when you hear a ring? Yeah, it was a stranger in a strange land. Yeah, it was a stranger in a strange land. Stranger in a strange land. Yeah, it was a stranger in a strange.
Speed balls on the bed. waves were still on my mind. I can't erase it, the demon of his. He had to chase it, not says he's clean. He tried to brace it, but he's a bad man. He has to face it, still on my mind. I can't erase it, but I'm waking up from a bad dream. I'm shaking up. It was a bad scene, but I'm waking up from a bad dream. It shook me up. It was a bad scene, but I'm waking up. It shook me up. I'm waking up. It fucked me up, but I'm waking up from a bad dream. He threw a punch. Somehow I missed it. I should have split. Thought I could fix it. He pulled the kitchen chair up from under me. He pulled my hair. And then he pissed on me. Next thing I swear, he wants a kiss on me. After all this, he wants a kiss on me. But I'm waking up from a bad dream. I'm shaking up. It was a bad scene. But I'm waking up from a bad dream. It shook me up. It was a bad scene. But I'm waking up. It shook me up, but I'm waking up. It fucked me up, but I'm waking up. It shook me up, but I'm waking up. It fucked me up, but I'm waking up. It shook me up, but I'm waking up. It fucked me up, but I'm waking up. From a bad dream, I'm waking up. From a bad dream, I'm waking up. From a bad dream, I'm waking up. I'm waking up. I'm waking up. I'm waking up, I'm waking up, I'm waking up, I'm waking up, I'm waking up.
Guess who's here? Sean from Bughouse Square, tearing it up. He's got a flight suit on. We should have cameras at surveillance. Oh, is he going to get on? He wants to get on. Look, he wants to talk about his flight suit. But he said part of the board's not working. I'm just going to turn all the...
No, we don't need to turn any of that out.
Just really?
One microphone that on the board. There's someone there.
I'm not hearing you. Do you think you're on?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I can see none of those. Like the first four, it's probably two or three. Hey, 1, 2, 1, 2. There, are you hearing anything now?
No, I put all of them up. I'm not hearing you. You're going to need it for your friend.
Yeah.
Sean from Bughouse Square, my mentor, failing me currently at the moment. Not really, but we're trying to figure out. I'm probably going to sign off a little bit early because he has a friend coming in, and we are having a little bit. No. He's not letting me finish. I'm keeping him away from the mic. If the microphones are working fine, I just don't want to hear him talk. No, we got to figure out, make sure, because his friend's coming in, that we get everything going the way we want. And I, this is a lot of talk out of me. What am I going to play next? That was Lucinda Williams. Before that, we had Leon Russell, Stranger in a Strange Land, which is how I feel sometimes. She buys herself flowers by the umbrellas. What a cute song that was. Before that, Loopy Fiasco. Before that, The Sinister 2. Before that, Cool Keith and Lorange. Shabazz Palaces, who I just read a big article on. Big fan, as you probably are as well, of Diggable Planets. So that's Shabazz's first project or main project, maybe. And before that, The Undertones. The Sin of Pride is the name of the album. And I hope everyone had a wonderful Pride. That's going to be my new song. Whatever song, you guys were paying attention, I wasn't. Whatever song I played off that was a random score that was great. And I already told you the songs that rolled before that. You know what we're going to do now? We're going to do some Strokes, and then we're going to do some Op IV. And then I think maybe the CD that I played. This is going to be new Strokes for me. I'm going to do this. And Op IV, and then On the Detroit Beat, the Dusty Springfield that I tried to kick off the show with. So you're on with Happy Horse Shit. It's a lovely day out here. I'm probably going to go, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to just have fun, like I try to do all the time. All right, hold on. Silent air, really silent. You won't even be able to hear it for a few moments, and then rock and roll. Thanks for listening to Happy Horse Shit.
And
here we go, friends. Hold on, I can't.
Maybe that's a kooky situation.
So let's go back to the old Kiddo Temple.
It's not to be mistaken for attempted education or righteous accusation. Only a description, just an observation of the pitiful condition of our generation. Both made of opinions, to which we think of never listen. They like made of pride. This is not the brother's mind, so let's made of rage. Heart is only age, always close and dead with everyone we wage. In this room without a window, we can't see out. Room without a window, get the out, get the out. Floor is made of lies, window to a different way to think. Gotta run my thought of mine. Yeah, we gotta, we get the other cause we're blind. But I got to show, gotta make a tail swing. Alright, from the room without a window to a different way to think. The position being taken is not to be mistaken for attempted education. Righteous accusation, only a description. Just an observation of the pitiful condition. Burning generations out from without a window.
Actually, Sean, you want to talk, you can even tell the story you just told me if you want. You want to make sure that one is working, that sound like it?
Two up, on the big board. And then, do you hear me now?
Yeah. One more time?
Can you hear me now?
This guy's wearing a flight suit, you guys. Did I already cover that?
Well, I don't know.
Sean, does the voice sound familiar? He's coming up next. He's got a friend coming on.
I do, Max. He's born and raised in Greenwich Village. I didn't think they happened.
Sure, why not? What do you think?
I don't know. Greenwich, it just always seemed like just some mythical, magical place.
It is. That's.
I've been by it. It's like, I suppose someone has to live in those beautiful houses and stuff.
They are big, nice houses, right?
Yeah.
And I think in the 60s it was affordable. Probably when he was growing up it was probably like a middle class neighborhood.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think he's a bit younger than me, so I don't know when he's probably a kid and more in the 80s, you know, so it would be like, you know, he's probably a rich kid. I don't know. We're going to find out.
What are you going to do if he's a rich kid? Ask him for money?
I'm gonna give him your money as seed money to invest for me.
I'm not saying anything, but like, there's a guy in a flight suit walking out the door. If anyone is stalking us, you will never be able to find where I gave this guy some cash.
I'm going
to
ask him about making money off other people's labor and see if how he weighs in on that.
What did you? I didn't actually hear, even though I feel bad now. I pretended like I heard. How do you make money
off other people's labor? You know, people who are like, God, what do they call those?
Contractors.
No, they're more
entrepreneurs.
Nah, I can deal with entrepreneurs. It's the
business owners.
Private equity folk, you know? That shit, you know?
I don't really understand that. And I was just reading Matt Taibbi, and they opened up a new class of investment that Goldman Sachs backed away from like 10 years ago because it was really risky.
Is people are making money hand over fist. That money is taxed at a much lower rate than work.
It is, but I think I've had this conversation.
You're coming with a butt.
I know.
What? Come on, man.
Well, do we know we need Wall Street? Can we just admit that we need Wall Street? I am a libertine. We need Wall Street. I was having this conversation a while ago. I think corporate gains taxes for a myriad of different reasons. It might seem unfair, but I think the thing is to keep those the same. But we can we can close tax loopholes. I mean, Cornell West, I read a while ago, said at least this was as of like 15 years ago. We had one of the most progressive tax systems. It's just like companies like Exxon didn't pay any taxes in 2008. No taxes.
Yeah,
for an oil company.
Very good accountants that find all the
are loyal. I think lawyers. If you have the most, if you make the most money, you can get the best lawyers, and you can grease the most palms, and you get a very low tax rate.
Yeah,
right?
There's a lot of that. Yeah, yeah.
But I think corporate gains taxes might need to stay the same. But now you're giving me homework for our back-to-back show. Our back-to-back show is not going to be records. It's all going to be tax breaks, tax corporate loopholes. We're going to astound your listening ears.
All right, I'm going to the store and give my tax break.
He's not going to get me any cat food because I had to readopt my cat. It's a story that I'm going to tell next week when I'm in much better shape about it. This is going to be one of my last songs on the Detroit beat, Dusty Springfield, you may know her most famous song, which I think I played some. I feel like I brought the record, but this is one I don't know. When the love light stars shining through his eyes. Maybe she's not gay. I kind of thought she was gay. All right. Maybe she just goes every which way. Dusty Springfield. And then I'll probably just keep... let the record play. This is from a compilation, as I do now and then. I did last week with Blacklight Smoke, Death Decay Magic Mix, one of my favorites that I dance around my room to. So this is a compilation called On the Detroit Beat, Motor City Soul, UK style, 63 to 67. So it's going to be Dust... oh my gosh, my CD door just closed. It's time. Thanks for listening to Happy Horseshit. Up next, Bughouse Square with Sean.
Checking that out too.
loneliness you give me. Yeah. I just can't go living my life this way.
I was like,
no, I'm sorry.
Sean, do you see a record of mine over there?
Walk away. Here's one thing I've got to say. I'll be no good without you, baby. I'll be no good without you, baby. Well, I got money and I got fame, but if you leave me, it don't mean a thing. Well, that's why I'm begging, baby, please don't go. That's why I'm trying, girl, to let you know. I'll be no good without you, baby. I'll be no good without you.